The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich is with me as he's always every week. Fred Wallen with us from Los Angeles, California. So much going on in the sports world, fellas. Man, oh man, we've got Major League Baseball with the postseason underway. Fred's Dodgers are tied up with the Mets now, 2-1-1 with a very controversial play in that game, which I'm sure Fred will want to talk about quite a bit. The other series are interesting. You got Texas on top of that one, 2-0, 1-1 in the other two, with Kansas City, and then obviously St. Louis, and then Chicago. So a lot going on in Major League Baseball. USA plays Mexico in soccer, goes down 3-2. College football, man, oh, man. Fred, you know, I'll tell you what, there's something about this Pac-12. It's very, very inconsistent, to say the least, Fred.
As I told you many times, the coaching in the Pac-12 should not be highly rated. Kyle Whittingham is the best coach, but with 5 interceptions, they only win by 6, and they were a 7-point favorite on Saturday.
I was going to say, man, with you know, all your great praise about them, 5 turnovers from Cal, they really did not perform the way you would have thought they would have, but they did get it done at the end of the day, and that's all that really matters. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, the Dorf Man, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
A large surface makes a big impression, especially in the kitchen. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll take a look at choices for countertops right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. When it's time to update a kitchen, the largest surfaces make the biggest statements. Since your countertops are prone to a lot of use and abuse, make sure you choose a surface that will last. For many years, the go-to top was made from plastic laminate. Now, this is one of the least expensive tops, but it's also one of the surfaces that can be damaged very easily, so additional care should be exercised when choosing the surface. Natural stone, like granite, has come down in price in recent years as much more durable, but it does need to be sealed at least every other year. Solid surface is a man-made material that often isn't as attractive as natural stone, but is easy to maintain and comes in a wider variety of colors than stone. Choose wisely. A countertop based solely on budget could turn into a disappointment. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, and same with Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff and I, somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Fred, let's get into this baseball stuff, because I'm sure you're kind of chomping at the bit a little bit. Dodgers tied up 1-1 with the Mets, a controversial play there at second base. I really don't think he was trying to get to the base at all. I think he was looking to take the guy out personally. You may have a different thought. I think the unwritten rules of baseball are pretty ridiculous and stupid, to be honest with you. And when you can put a guy in position to get harmed or hurt, I think you really have to think about some of the things and the actions that happen on the baseball field. So your thoughts about what happened there at second base, and then obviously being in a little bit of a tussle, the Mets steal game one, Dodgers rebound and get game two.
Well, I looked at the odds for game three, and it's Harvey's 175 over Brett Anderson. You got to go with the Mets in game three on Monday night, just based on the fact that Harvey's a better pitcher. He's gone through, you know, a lot of conversation the last couple months, and the Mets are going to be sky high, and the crowd's going to be going nuts. Okay, but as far as that play at second base, you're taught to knock out the second baseman or shortstop. I mean, to stop a double play. He was still within range of the bag, so it wasn't as if he couldn't reach for the bag. So I don't think you can penalize Utley for that. But and I'm assured, I mean, assuredly, he did not try to break somebody's leg. That would be horrendous. I don't think that'd be the case.
Let me stop you right there. When you're intentionally trying to take somebody out, what are you trying to do if you're not trying to hurt him? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You're trying to prevent the double play,
and that's what you're taught from pony. You can't steal in Little League, but I guess I was taught that in Pony League on. I mean, you had to stop the double play. So I mean,
Jeff, and you can jump in too.
I don't think that he was trying to break his leg. You know, I think that's a silly thought, but he was trying to break up the double play. But he's got an obligation to slide, and he didn't make an attempt to slide before he got to the bag. What bothers me more is the fact that he ends up back on second base after he never touches the bag. Now, granted, I disagree with our professor of sports, John Poulter. I don't think Tejada touched the bag. But in that case, when you review it, you need overwhelming replay evidence to overturn the call. And there was no evidence that suggested that he was safe at the base. There was also no evidence that suggested that he was, you know, 100% out. But the call on the field was out, and that play has to stand. I cannot believe that the umpires had that New York had the audacity to say that Utley should be back on second base. And the explanation offered, you know, via TBS from Major League Baseball that it was appropriate to put him back on second base was nothing more than lip service to not go contrary to the umpire's decision and the league's decision on the field.
Fred?
Well, first of all, when they started instant replay on the bases, was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I thought there was a direct comment that the double play at second base would not be overturned, would not be looked at. So I think they originally looked at that tape to see if there was interference from Utley's case, in which case they would have called it a double play. And in so doing, I think they discovered that Tejada missed second base by about an inch. But during the season, you can miss it by a foot, and they're still going to call you out, and they're not going to look at it. So I guess I agree with Jeff. I guess I disagree with New York, because consistency is what you want, and you're not getting it. Because, again, if you're close to second base, the second baseman or shortstop on a double play, they always give it to you. And you know how many times they miss by 6 inches or a foot,
yeah,
or even more than that sometimes. It's crazy. But I think it was written into the rules when they changed the rules to look at the calls behind the plate and on the other bases. It was directly written in, I think, that the close play, at second base, shortstop, double play, would not be turned around. And I think that was the argument that Terry Collins was making. And I think he actually was correct. I don't think you have a right to do one thing in the postseason and something else in the regular season. And the fans certainly are mystified. I was mystified. I never thought he was going to be back on second base.
Fred, that was one of the first questions you asked me on this show, but, when they were just talking about doing it for the 2014 season back in 2013 season, was this neighborhood play.
Yeah.
I think that the interpretation is that you actually have to turn the double play in order for the neighborhood play to apply. If you don't get the throw off, you don't get the benefit of the doubt on the neighborhood.
That's
stupid too. But anyways, whatever. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, 1-800-878-7529 if you want to jump in on the conversation about what happened there at second base, Dodgers and Mets. And interestingly enough, not the first time this has happened. I think it happened with the Phillies as well, with Chase Utley too. So look, it is what it is. It's 1-1 now, though. At the end of the day, it's 1-1. Your Dodgers did knot it up. How are you feeling going into New York?
Well, first of all, my anger toward the blackout in Los Angeles. So this is no joke. I do other shows, and I'm not sure if I'm a Dodger fan here. If they win, management will think they're doing something right. So I don't want that to happen. By the way, I'm going to repeat this one more time, because in case anybody might question this, they traded away D. Gordon, who led the league in hitting and led the league in stolen bases. That hadn't been done since 1949 in Jackie Robinson of the Dodgers. And so I don't want management to get credit for anything. And so the bottom line is, if they win this, they're going to get credit. And here's the problem. Harvey is going to beat Brett Anderson on Monday. And then you got to come back with Kershaw on 3 days rest at a 4 days rest. And that's a problem. It really is, because historically he is used to having those 4 days of rest. And of course you saw what happened in the seventh inning. And let me just say one thing about that. I don't like Don Mattingly. I think he made a mistake. I would rather have a tired Clayton Kershaw than a Baez or anybody else in the Dodger bullpen until he gives up another run. It's 1-1 at that point. If he gives up a hit to right, okay, then pull him. But you don't put Baez in there because you think he has got a better chance of getting right out than Clayton Kershaw. In my mind, Clayton Kershaw, he's not going to win the Cy Young, is still the best pitcher in baseball. You give him the opportunity, he'd walk those three in a row, I don't care. Mattingly made a mistake, and I said it at the time before Baez threw the pitch that right hit to center field. So, as usual, the Dodgers aren't a very well-constructed club. They don't deserve to win, and I think the Mets will take the series.
Hey, in all honesty, how bad would you like to have Lasorda back there with the Dodgers?
No, he used to call me a second guesser when I go to spring training. He used to throw at me when I'd hit sometimes. So, and this is no joke, when he was still pitching batting practice, he wouldn't throw that hard, but he'd be trying to hit me. So certainly Lasorda is a better manager than Mattingly. Miami apparently is looking for a manager. Maybe he'll end up there. The Dodgers will make a move once they lose to the Mets here in this series. They'll get another manager.
Hey, let's just keep moving a little bit here. We only got a second left in the segment. St. Louis, the Cubs, knotted up at one. Do the Cubs have a legitimate shot to go to the World Series? I mean, could we? The weird part of me, the wacky sports guy in me, wants to see Houston and the Cubs playing for the World Series, friend.
Can you hit? Can you think anybody can hit Jake Arrieta? I don't think so. So yes, of course the Cubs could win.
But I'm saying, I mean, am I just a wacky guy, and I want to see the Cubs and Houston in the World Series? Would that be good ratings? I don't know.
I don't know, but Molina's not 100%, and that makes a difference for the Cardinals. So yeah, you can take the Cubs.
All righty, we got to take another pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, thoughts and opinions, really welcomed and encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at @DorfOnSports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as always. Fred Wallen as well. He's in Los Angeles, California. We're in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Shoot for an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Hey, I want to get into some football and Let's go NFL guys right now, to be honest with you. We could go college, but we'll go around it in general. We'll just talk some football. And I kind of want to do this just because of what you said about the call that with Major League Baseball there, second base. What did you think of the call with the Detroit Lions and Seattle where they totally messed it up and they botched that call miserably with Detroit where they should have had the ball at the 6-inch yard line? You may not like the rule, to be honest with you. The more I think about it, I don't necessarily like the rule. I don't know why the offensive team should get rewarded in the way that they did, where they get the ball at the 6-inch yard, at the 6-inch line. Maybe it goes back to where it was originally. I don't know. I don't know what the right call is. But based on the rules of the game, they completely got it wrong. They didn't even look at it. There was no discussion. There was nothing. How does that happen? How does nobody in this league, nobody, and I really mean this, nobody in the league, nobody, no players, no coaches, no owners, no officials for sure, nobody, nobody knows the damn rules. How the heck do we play a game where nobody knows the damn rules, Fred?
Well, the players don't know the rules because obviously he batted it out of bounds.
Right,
he's got to catch it. I mean, he's got to catch it and fall down in the end zone. And then, of course, it would be a touchback. But he never controlled it. So the rule is if it's not on fourth down, the last team that controlled it would get it back when he fumbled it forward and would be
right,
like
so
it's
let
a
me,
1 foot long.
Let me throw it to you this way, though. Let me throw this to you guys. Like when you have a play like we had with Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, right? The ball gets tossed over his head. It gets to be a safety because he kicks the ball out of the end zone or what? How do they decide? And I get it, okay, it's because it's in the end zone, and I understand it. But my point is what's the difference of where it happens on the field? Jeff, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I was trying to pull up the video of while you were talking here to see just how egregious this bat was, because watching it in real time, he just kind of knocked it down. I guess he could have feigned recovery, and the ball goes out of the end zone. It's the same net result. But I don't think the offensive players or the punters should be able to boot the ball through to protect possession and get the the punter, the free kick from the 20-yard line. When you're holding the offense to a standard that you're not holding the defense to. Of course, the same argument could be made for offensive pass interference, where you don't award the interception. I mean, there's definitely double standards with the rules in these cases. But I'm not a big you can bat the ball on a punt, but you can't bat the ball on a loose ball fumble. It doesn't make sense to me. I get what you're saying as far as interpreting the rules to the letter of the law, but I don't agree with the rules. That and therefore, I'm not going to get too upset. I didn't even realize till the next morning that there was a rules infraction that was miscalled.
Oh, I knew it immediately. That's what's crazy. I swear to God, I said to myself, or my girlfriend were watching the game, and I said to her, "What?" And that's funny. I'm sitting here watching ESPN, and they're playing the replay as we're talking about it right now. But I said to her, "I go, I think that's illegal," and then. A moment later, an illegal bat is if any player bats or punches a loose ball that has touched the ground in any direction, if it is in either end zone. I mean, so the rules are the rules. And the guy even said himself that he intentionally and there's no rule of or nothing in the rule that says intent or anything like that. But he did say that he meant to push it out of bounds. I mean, the bottom line is that would definitely equate to it being an illegal bat. So, and the truth is maybe it was more like a bunt and the bat came from Cam Chancellor, who punched the ball out, where he was at the 1 yard line or just before it got in the end zone. And then his teammate just kind of was a bunter. And obviously, I'm just kind of kidding around with this, but it looked like the ball was kind of bouncing back into the field of play. And to Fred's point and to my point all along, if he grabs the ball and he holds on to it and he secures it, it's a touchback in the end zone. And he was
or, or if he even attempts possession. But if he attempts possession, you knock it out, it's the same result.
And he's the only guy around the play, if you look at it. So, you know, they really messed this one up. I'm sorry. They totally messed this one up. They may have messed Detroit's season up when you think about it. And to that point, it's not like the game was over. There was like a minute 40 seconds left. And we know how much time it takes guys to score in this league now. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks could have gone and marched down and scored a touchdown in the amount of time that was left in the game.
They still needed to get a first down there.
Okay, but my point is that no matter what, if they give Detroit the ball on the 6-inch yard on the 6-inch line and they score, there's still a lot of time left in that game. It wasn't a game deciding play, is my point. It happened to be because on the other hand, they give the ball back to Seattle and the game is over at that point. So,
but it wasn't over. Seattle still had to get it first. Detroit could have made a stop and gotten the ball back. It would have been a lot more dire. I mean, you're talking about them getting the ball back with 15-20 seconds left, but
exactly.
it essentially buried them, especially because they could have tied it, even if they didn't get into the end zone with that Calvin Johnson.
Here's where they
could have kicked a field goal and tied the game.
But I don't think Detroit had any timeouts left, if I'm not mistaken. But Seattle had all three. So to my point, they give the ball to him on the 6-inch line. They score a quick touchdown. Seattle has about a minute and a half, let's say, to go down and score a touchdown to win the game. Fred, this could have changed Detroit's season without a doubt, and it could easily change Seattle's season as well because they would have been 1-3 instead of 2-2.
Could also get a coach fired very, very easily, you know,
Speaking of that, Jim Caldwell, why does that guy not react? I mean, how in the hell do you not let go say, listen, we need to see video replay on this because I have a feeling that, again, here he didn't know the rules, so he didn't know to cause a big stink. But any guy.
Now, hang on. In the last 2 minutes, it just goes upstairs. So he didn't have to throw a flag or.
Right, but what I'm saying is if he on the sidelines throws a bigger argument, a fit of like, hey, what's going on? You know, like a Rex Ryan would do. Guaranteed Rex Ryan would be running up and down the sideline causing havoc saying, wait a second, that can't be a right play. I guarantee it. Jim Caldwell just laid back, chill, doesn't really make a big stink, and therefore I think they took a little bit of advantage on him on that.
I do too. I think, you know, he wanted to act calm. He wanted to act. He didn't want to get hysterical. But at that point, if you're a coach and you're trying to save your job, you're trying to save your season. I think I agree with you. I would have probably gone nuts in a situation like that. And I'm sure he's getting the word in his headset. Hey, that's a bad call. That's a bad call. That's a bad call from his people.
Well, and another thing that I don't understand is I thought that they're in direct communication with the guys in New York, if I'm not mistaken. And the guys in New York, if I am right, knew the rule. So how in the heck don't they look at that? I don't understand that guys who get paid to know the rules of the game, because they're officials, for crying out loud, that's their job, they don't know the rules. I don't get it, man. I'm sorry. I don't. It's one thing for the players, okay, which in itself it doesn't make sense, but I can understand them getting caught up in the heat of the moment and, you know, they're in this game and they're trying to make plays. But the official's job is to throw the flag and to make calls. So how in the heck don't these dudes know the rules of the game? They need to get better officials. I mean, Ed Hockley a couple weeks ago. I believe Cam Newton, by the way. I know, you know, people probably think I'm nuts on that. I believe Cam Newton. I believe that he said to him, you're too young to get this call. There was time where the camera wasn't on him, and we didn't see the whole exchange between those two guys. So, look – I think they got to get their act together, man. That's a $9 billion business or something like that. And they don't know the rules. It's sad, guys. I'm sorry. I think it's really pathetic.
Well, bottom line is you're going to see that call once in a lifetime. But, yeah, you're right. The officials have to know every single rule in that rule book, and they blew it. There's no question about that. The Lions season is over. Seattle got a break, and we'll see what that means the rest of the season. Yes, the referee made a mistake. And I don't think the folks upstairs can force them to change. I don't think that's one of those rules that they can actually ask to change. Once the ref makes it, we're stuck with it. And I hope he doesn't get – I don't know the back judge's name, but I hope he doesn't get any postseason work. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to have the best of the best. You know, it's one thing if they have those official the replacement guys and they're making mistakes. But when the real guys are making mistakes and, you know, guys can lose jobs like you're talking about, it's not pretty, man. You got to get the right call made. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, we got about 20 minutes left in the show, so we're going to really going in the stuff with the NFL. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Flasser is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Flassers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The look of a wood floor adds lots of character to a home, but what's the best way to get it? I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll explore your options right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
People love the look of a wood floor, and today there are so many ways than ever to get it. Knowing the differences between the three main options will help you make the right choice. Solid wood flooring is made from solid wood boards with a tongue and groove joint cut in either edge. They can be unfinished or finished and are nailed in place. Engineered wood flooring is also available as unfinished or finished and is composed of layers of wood glued together. It, too, uses tongue and groove joints, but isn't as thick as solid wood and can be glued or nailed in place. Laminate flooring is made from plastic laminate with a pattern to simulate wood grain. These pieces lock together without nails or glue over a foam pad in a floating installation. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California, and Jeff Rich and I both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be somewhere, anywhere. 1-800 878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, I do want to get into more about what's going on in the NFL. We're going to jump out to the phones. We're going to hook up with Colorado Chris. What's on your mind today, Colorado Chris? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you, Andy?
No complaints, man. You know, we're talking sports. We got baseball with the postseason happening. You got great college football action. Go ahead, man.
Dirtiest play in baseball I've ever seen last night. And if they were a sports nation, Chase Utley would be on the full of it part of the show. Because that was the dirtiest slide ever. Nowhere near the bag. Like, he was outside the base path. He intentionally just slid right at Tejada's legs. I know hard sliding. I played baseball for 7 years. That is beyond. That was an intentional takeout, and that was dirty, and he should be suspended in my mind.
Well, and look, I don't necessarily disagree. I think there was intent there. These two guys have a history going back to his days in Philadelphia. Jeff, I just saw that tweet. That's a good one, brother. By the way, though, I mean, look, it is what it is. I do think that they'll review it. I don't know if they're going to suspend him, maybe a fine or something like that, but I don't know. Fred, what do you think? Do you think they suspend him?
No. I think he was close enough to the base. It didn't matter. I think it happens all the time. Just happened. This guy don't want it. He broke his leg. And to say that he didn't like Tejada, so that's why he slid that hard. If there was another shortstop, you mean he wouldn't have slid that hard? Come on, give me a break. Coincidentally, it happened before between those two, but they play a lot, in Philadelphia and the Mets throughout history. So, last few years. So my point is, no, you don't suspend him. It was a rough play, but it happens a lot during the regular season, and people don't break their legs. It just happened.
Yeah.
And he was close enough to second base to reach it, to touch it. So, his hand was close enough to touch second base. It wasn't like he was way out of the baseline. So, sorry, I can't penalize him. He's just a hard player. And then, look,
do you think he gets fined? Do you think maybe there's a fine in play?
I don't think anything. I think he just played hard. If Tejada does not break his leg, does that make a difference?
I do think it makes a difference.
Well, I don't. It shouldn't. Because, he slid just as hard the time, I guess, before, and he didn't break his leg. So all I'm saying to you is that it was a hard slide. Happens all the time. And it was on national TV, and it's the postseason, so people are going to make a big deal out of it. And later, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about this FanDuel and DraftKings thing. It's the same situation. People are making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know. Does that guy have inside information on stuff? That's not necessarily true. Fred, look, the bottom line is $350,000 is a lot of money, and he may have some inside information based on some of what we're hearing. So I don't necessarily. Can a guy in the NFL go? Or I'm sorry, baseball. It's written on every single locker room, right?
He could lose his. You're talking about the fantasy thing.
Sure.
The guy should lose his job. But that doesn't mean there should be rules against Andy or Jeff or Fred wagering online on fantasy. There's no question about that. And I don't care if I see 100. I said this with Jerry Burke and Mark Mancini on Friday night on Sports Overnight America. I don't care if I see 100,000 people's picks on a certain week. I'm a better general manager than you are. So blank you. So what people are saying is that he's going to go a different way. You're still going to have to pick Rodgers or Brady almost every week as your quarterback if they've got a weak opponent. If you don't, then you're crazy, and you're going to have to guess the week Rodgers throws 5 touchdowns. The next week he throws 1. It's still luck, and it still happened. The word insider trading came into being. Okay, if you and I are working at a company, Andy, and you're the owner. And you're going to buy another company, and you tell me I'm going to buy another company, you should buy stock in it, Fred, then that's insider trading, because that's something that's definitely going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. I mean, he could think that he's got everything pegged right, and Brady could break his leg the first play of the game,
sure.
And he had Brady as the quarterback.
Sure.
And wait, is Chase Utley playing for the Cowboys this week?
No, but Greg Hardy is, and that's a great question there. I mean, this guy doesn't know how to stop shooting himself in his own mouth, or, you know, the guy doesn't say the right things. I'm sorry, man. You know, he talks about playing Tom Brady and about his wife and bringing his sister to the game. I mean, this guy was in trouble, and he's just repeatedly being a stupid person. I'm sorry. There's no other way for me to put it. But if I'm the Dallas Cowboys and I've got this guy on my roster, I'm very fearful that he may make this organization look like a disgrace. And I'm watching him very closely, Fred.
No, I agree.
That's a disgrace, though, Andy.
What's that?
Their organization already is a disgrace, though, so it doesn't really matter.
That may or may not be true, but this Greg Hardy, man, I don't know if he even belongs in the NFL. I'm sorry, this guy is a loose cannon.
Did you happen to catch that Katie Nolan rant on Greg Hardy? I think it calls out everything involved with from the hypocrisy of the media. To Hardy himself, to the Dallas Cowboys, it just puts everything on the table, and it says you can't make jokes about women and players' wives when you're known to have thrown your girlfriend onto a pile of guns. Oh, and he also said he was going to come out guns blazing. Just ridiculous from Greg Hardy.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that chick was spot on, and that's why I threw that out there. I like that chick. I'll be honest with you. I think she's phenomenal. She just does some great stuff, and she breaks it down. She's not afraid to say what she says. They bleep her out, man. They just bleep it out, but she lets it rip. And I love it. I really love it. But if you don't know, Greg Hardy, he's on the Dallas Cowboys, obviously got in trouble for domestic violence. And then he's going out and saying guns a-blazing and talking about other people, Tom Brady, and bringing his wife and his sister to the game. That's inappropriate. It's inexcusable. And I honestly, when I say I really question whether this guy belongs in the NFL. And just because you can make plays doesn't mean there's a place for you. I'm sorry. Look
well,
what happened.
And don't let the media that asked those leading questions off the hook either. They knew where they were going and they got their clicks out of it, but
you know what, Jeff, I disagree with you. You know what, that is the media's job. I'm sorry, man. We're there to get a story, okay? We're there to make people say things that, you know, you're not going to get them to say in most cases. So I somewhat disagree with you. I understand what you're saying, that these guys get probed, but you know what? It's their job. You know what? Pull the Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here so I don't get fined. I mean, you know what? If you have to, go to that card. If you're going to stab yourself in the back or shoot yourself in the foot, whatever you want to call it, like Greg Hardy does repeatedly, then maybe you're better just taking the fifth. Chris, go ahead, man. Do you have any thoughts or anything else about what's going on in NFL football?
The question for you, because you're the tennis guy.
Sure.
Not too many sports shows talk about tennis these days, which you guys do. I like that. But now, did you see Novak Djokovic's beatdown of Rafa last night?
Well, look, I think you had to anticipate that after Novak Djokovic is playing at an incredibly, ridiculously high level that I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play at, to be quite honest with you. And Rafi comes off of the victory over Fanani, who he struggled with at the U.S. Open. And right now, he's just not anywhere near the level of a Novak Djokovic. So, no, I'm not all that surprised that Novak continues to win in China. I think it's 28 in a row or something now. So I'm not surprised at all that he manhandled Nadal.
Yeah, I think Joker could, I don't know, I mean, the Grand Slam, Calendar Slam's not a question for next season, I don't think, the way he's playing. The only person who can get a set off him lately is Roger Federer, and
yeah.
Roger, the odds go against him in the five setters, because you got a 27-year-old versus a 34-year-old.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, but Roger at that point, to your point there, is in ridiculous shape right now too, maybe in some of the best condition he's ever been in. But at the end of the day, there's nobody that can match up to what Novak Djokovic is doing right now. And I think he's on his way to really having an excellent run over the next 3 or 4 years to put himself in some very elite company and maybe his own company, to be honest with you. But hey, real quickly, both these teams need to rebound when you think about it. The Cardinals, I know you're a Cardinal guy. They lose to St. Louis. The Lions get screwed, let's be honest, in Seattle. And both these teams kind of need a victory. Cardinals not as badly, but Lions obviously 0-4 could have maybe turned their season around with a victory in Seattle. Cardinals got to go to Detroit, man, and get a victory, don't they?
We do, and if we don't have four turnovers, we should be fine, but you got to give credit to St. Louis' defense. Two of those they caused, for sure. The other ones were just a bobbled catch and butterfinger hands, but it was what it was. But to me, even though we lost that game, the fact that we almost came back and won with four turnovers was still impressive. But yeah, I think the Cardinals are going to win today. I'm going to go a big offensive game for Palmer. I'm thinking Cardinals 31, and I'll go Lions 20. I'm going to go Lions 27, 31-27.
Cardinals. So it's going to be a little bit of a shootout, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think Stafford picks on our secondary with Calvin Johnson having like a 4 or 5 inch height advantage over Matthew or Peterson, and then I'm thinking Palmer's hitting John Brown, maybe Fitz a few times. And then I don't know if Ellington's going to be as good as Chris Johnson, to be honest with you, so I think we should stick with C2K. But we'll see what happens today. But I'm going 31-27, Cardinals.
Hey, good stuff as always, Chris. Appreciate the call, brother.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Hey, Fred, real quickly before we get to the break, and Jeff as well. Patriots, Cowboys, Greg Hardy gets on the field for the first time. Is it going to matter? They're playing the Patriots. Fred?
Well, I think the Patriots, having had the week off, certainly they got a major advantage here. But the thing I like the best this weekend is actually Monday night, Pittsburgh against San Diego. The total is only 45. I think it's going to go way over 45 on Monday night.
As it kind of got Mike Vick into the package a little bit more, and maybe he has a little bit better understanding of that offense, and he'll be able to utilize those great receivers that they have. Interesting. I don't know. Browns play the Ravens today, man. Going to be a tough one for you, huh, Jeff?
Well, the Ravens are playing without Steve Smith and Crockett Gilmore. Bernard Perryman's a little bit beat up. I think the Browns have a chance. They were right there in it to the end on last Sunday in San Diego. I give them a good shot today. The Ravens aren't that good.
1-1 under your tutelage there, because he's been on tour with the Cleveland Browns this year, Fred. He's been to a game in Cleveland. He went last week to San Diego. They're 1-1 under Jeff's watch. But anyways, we got to take a quick final pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank my co-hosts and partners in crime, Jeff Rich and Fred Wallen. Obviously, you guys do a great job each and every week. I want to leave you guys with this one here. It's an interesting one. I mean, at least as far as some of the things that are going on in the NFL. Saints and Eagles, this should be a high-scoring affair. We'll see if it is. But is Chip Kelly losing that locker room? Fred, you first.
I don't think so. I think they've been unlucky. I still think they'll win their 10 games. And they'll probably make the playoffs. And I don't see the Saints scoring as many points as I think you might think. Although, you know, C.J. Spiller could break one again. It's you know, he's not a wide receiver type. He did catch that 80-yard touchdown pass to win one last week. So we'll see. I think Philadelphia will probably win.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're about a 6.5-point favorite going into the day. But, Jeff, any thoughts? Do you think that Chip Kelly has kind of lost the locker room to a certain degree and has people kind of wondering if he can really be a good coach in the NFL?
Well, to say that he lost, it suggests that he's, you know, that he's ever had it. Unless you were excited about what he did at Oregon, he's proven nothing in Philly. I think the Eagles stink. I think they're a 6-7 win. I think they're a 6 or 7 win team, though. They might beat the Saints at home on Sunday.
Hey, do me a favor. Would you tell me how you really feel?
Hey, you know, I try to sugarcoat it for you.
All right, what do you guys make of what do you make of this one? You have the Colts who are really struggling, and we don't have a lot of time to get in this thing, but they've scrapped out a couple victories. Andrew Luck and that shoulder, is there more to it, Fred?
I don't know, but 40-year-olds can still play.
Yeah, I mean, look, Hasselbeck did all right. Do you think there's more to it, Jeff, or no?
Yeah, the AFC South's an easy division to win. They'll be fine.
All righty, for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible for us. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.